So if you're like me, you see stupid things show up on either the news, television, videos, whatever it is. Something stupid will show up. And when I mean stupid people. People that you look at and you scratch your head and say, how can you breathe, walk, and talk at the same time? And, I've been watching some things. It's like, especially if you're listening to commentary on the political front, you sit there and say, what? How can people be so stupid? And, I don't let it bother me, but I just scratch my head and it's like, Lord, how can people with degrees, how can educated people sit up there and tell this garbage? They spread this garbage. And the Lord started showing me some things in his word. And earlier this week, I caught a little video on one of my feeds, and it never did identify exactly where it took place. It was here in America. But I don't know if it was a Senate hearing or what it was. But this clip started out with this woman looking at one of the panel members and said, tell me, sir, how would you feel if your son came home and told you he was pregnant? He looked at her and said, ma'am, that is physically impossible. Oh, no, it's not, sir. And she started arguing with him. Says, I brought Dr. So-and-so, an expert in her field, to dispute this. Okay. They bring in a doctor. And another panel member gets up and says, I'm sorry, but that's not right. Your information's wrong. And the doctor, straight-faced, as serious as a heart attack, looked at him and said, I believe I'm the expert in this area. She said, boys can get pregnant. He said, how are they delivered? She said, they're through rectal deliveries. We call them butt babies. I can't hardly say that with a straight face. She didn't miss a beat. Lady, from where I'm at, we call that something else. And ladies, you know, we just talked about how God made you special. Your bodies are different. It doesn't matter what you chop off and add to your body. There's one thing that's not going to change in your body as a man to deliver a baby. And that's these hips. These narrow hips. See, your body adjusts to allow that head through the birth canal. I don't care who you are. Try pushing that out, the rectal delivery. You will never walk the same. That's how stupid we've gotten. And I said, Lord, how? How can this be? How can people with degrees, supposedly in biology? If that's biology, I'm going back to dissecting worms. Actually, I'll just go back to eating the worms, and at least I'll be fed. And it's like, what's going on here, Lord? Why is there a sudden push? I mean, it's been happening. They've had this whole transvestite movement has been going for years. But after 2020, it hit the fan hot and heavy. And I think Angela was watching a video the other day of a doctor. He may have been one of the very first cases of COVID. He said, I didn't know what it was. Nobody knew what it was. Next thing you know, here it is. And but come to find out, they've actually been experimenting with COVID since the 60s. They just finally got a way to weaponize it and get it around. And, you know, our life, our way of life is changing. That's just all there is to it. They've gotten us used to certain things. I went to the VA a couple weeks ago, walk in and said, here's your mask. I just about walked out. But I found out why. They had a lot of people sitting in there that had COVID, and I'm like, you know what? I got no problem masking up for that because I've had it, and it kicked my butt. Not ready for that fight again. If you're going to tell me I'm going to wear a mask because you think it's going to help me when I walk outside in God's clean air or driving alone in my car, you're a special kind of stupid. So where is this special kind of stupid coming from? So I began to, a couple weeks ago, began to ask God. I was like, Lord, I'm aggravated. I know some of you are too. You're getting fed up with it. Our country has been decimated to just a blip of what it used to be. We still help countries fight wars that absolutely benefit us no way. We go to the aid of everybody else who has a tsunami. But Tennessee, North Carolina, parts of Kentucky, those areas, they're left astray. We got no money for you. Here's your $750 voucher. Y'all want to know how much that far that'll go? The four heaters and the fuel cost us $500. You can buy four heaters. And that's on sale. They're lowering the price of fuel right now. Don't be fooled. I'll go back to paying $3. As long as I can keep my freedom, my God, my money. So I began to study. Let's see if this is going to work. Oh, yes, it's working for me today. For those of you who don't know, this wasn't working last week. But Romans, it's actually chapter 1, yes. I gave him the wrong information earlier. This is the Apostle Paul writing to the Romans. And he says, for the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth in unrighteousness, unrighteous works. They're suppressing the truth. They're lying. They're manipulating evidence. They're hiding evidence. 81 million voters, my butt. Because what may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has shown it to them. For since the creation of the world is invisible, attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. God has been showing who he is since the beginning. People can go out and they cannot create a tree out of chaos. They have yet to find a monkey that is transitioning. And every little monkey that they dug up and said, this is a Homo erectus, this is Homo whatever, they have discovered it was nothing more than orangutan. Because although they knew God, they did not glorify him as God, nor were thankful. Mind you, this is people before Paul. How much further are we today? Nor were thankful, but became futile. It means empty, void, chaotic, but became futile in their thoughts, and their foolish hearts were darkened. Professing to be wise, they became fools. I've got a degree. I believe I'm the expert in this field. Pretty sure the 5-year-old from kindergarten cop can help you out on your biology, doctor. And they changed the glory of the incorruptible God into an image made like corruptible man and birds and four-footed animals and creeping things. Therefore, God also gave them up to uncleanness in the lusts of their hearts to dishonor their bodies among themselves, who exchanged the truth of God for the lie and worshiped and served the creature rather than the creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this reason, God gave them up to vile passions. For even their women exchanged the natural use for what is against nature. Likewise, also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust for one another. Men with men committing what is shameful and receiving in themselves the penalty of their error, which was due. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a debased mind to do those things which are not fitting. Being filled with all unrighteousness, all, any work of evil. If you're a friend with a certain political family and you testify against them, you can expect to commit suicide within the week. You know exactly who I'm talking about. Sexual immorality, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, evil-mindedness. They are whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, violent, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, undiscerning, untrustworthy, unloving, unforgiving, unmerciful, who knowing the righteous judgment of God, that those who practice such things are deserving of death, not only do the same, but also approve of those who practice them. This whole P. Diddy thing is not, at first I thought, oh, this is just a witch hunt. It's just the National Enquirer going on steroids. Turns out it was real. Epstein Island was real. People on both sides of those parties had same people on their names lists. We are living in a perverted world that will cover up the abuse of children, human trafficking, drugs, murder. I don't know if you've heard, but P. Diddy is supposedly the one who actually killed Tupac back in 96. Go figure. Snoop Dogg's mad at him, apparently. I know some of you have no idea. You're better off. I rue the day that I actually know these names. These are the people. Does this sound like our society today? Absolutely. But this is the society of the Greeks. The society that the Romans were building up. The Babylonians. And you can verify this with our usher Joe back there. Every society that began to accept this stuff as normal. The homosexual agenda being one of them. The worshiping of people. They fall. You cannot put people on a pedestal. You cannot allow perversions that God said, I am dead set against this and I will not be made fun of. Sodom and Gomorrah thought they could snub their nose at God. Sodom and Gomorrah are just piles of rocks that the land can no longer bear anything, but yet it was the beautiful land. When Abraham and Lot went out and looked, Lot looked over here. He says, hey, scrub ground. Look at the beautiful green pastures. My cattle and my sheep, my goats and camels. They got some place to be. It's well watered. It is desert. It is stone. It is full of brimstone now. There are things they said that might be remnants of buildings. We don't know because they got so hot it melted. So this was what Paul was beginning to say to them, just in this particular point. I want to keep rolling here. Now, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 1. Now, brethren, concerning the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and our gathering together to him, we ask you. This is the part where God took me to. He took me there, and as I read that, I said, oh, Lord, if you don't believe Jesus is coming, you better change your objective in life. He's coming. You're seeing things happening. The Antichrist, I do believe, the personification is alive on the planet. The spirit of Antichrist has always been here. This is what Paul was talking about. It teaches us to go against God, to worship the things, to accept things that are not good. We ask you not to be soon shaken in mind or troubled. Don't be troubled by what you're seeing. It's just normal. I'm going to call it it. No, cousin, it is a thing from a made-up TV show. That is either a boy or a girl. Just as Samaritan's Purse has pointed out, boy or girl. We are made male and female. God made them. That is it. No matter if you do go get a breast job, and you go get things cut off, things added on. Your DNA will always show you were female. Always. That's the one thing they cannot change. Either by spirit or by word or by letter, as if from us, as though the day of Christ had come. Jesus hasn't come back yet. Let no one deceive you by any means, for that day will not come unless the falling away comes first. Everybody, you've heard about the great falling away, right? The great apostasy. Everybody's talked about, they seem to think it's the church. It is not necessarily church. It is everybody. They fall away from the truth. One of the truths we're falling away from is that there are boys and there's girls. It's a simple truth that my grandchildren know. The boys act different. And it doesn't mean that every boy in here ever acted the same. Well, you know, if you put a wig on them, they're going to act like a little fairy. No, they're not. Not necessarily. My mom used to dress me up like a little woman for Halloween when I was little. I don't run around the house wearing high heels and pantyhose or anything like that. The things that we think are going to make somebody effeminate aren't the things we need to worry about. It's what's going on up here. They appear wise, but yet they become foolish. See, they're running with a knowledge that they can pervert. So let's keep on before I get too far ahead. The day will not come unless the falling away comes first, and the man of sin is revealed, the son of perdition. In other words, Jesus ain't coming back until the Antichrist is revealed. So everybody that's thinking, oh, we're never going to know who he is, want to bet? I told you he's alive and well. I don't know of anything that I've read in my Bible that says he's coming from Turkey, Greece, Armenia, the United States, or anywhere, because the United States didn't exist. I don't know where the Antichrist will rise up. All I know is it will be the most prideful, arrogant person you have ever met. That I can vouch for. Everything I have studied points to exactly this. We are a nation drowning in pride. We have knowledge. Private citizens are sending rockets to space. There's a time in life that had to be a government entity. Nope. Elon Musk sends rockets up. And he's not the only one trying to do this. We got so much going on in the private realm now. You want to control the world? Be a billionaire. You can control a lot of things. You know, like weird sex parties, an island where children are raped, and you host world dignitaries to and include U.S. presidents. Just saying. The man of sin is revealed, the son of perdition, who opposes and exalts himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped. So if you were wondering, you were questioning about the arrogance thing, that's what Satan said. I will exalt myself above God. I will set my throne on the highest sides of the north. That is the Antichrist. Or that is worship, so that he sits as God in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Do you not remember that when I was still with you, I told you these things? And now you know what is restraining, that he may be revealed in his own time. God is holding things back. Let's get this straight. I had to share this again the other day. I'll share it again. We are not meant to know the day or the time or the season. Jesus himself said, it is not for you to know the time or the season of the return of man. So if somebody's telling you he's returning during this feast, it's just their old world religion. Because Jesus said, you do not need to know the season. Why? What happens when you know tomorrow they're running out of toilet paper? Come on. What happens? What's going to happen right now if I tell you there's a shortage of toilet paper tomorrow? You're either going to leave now and go buy the toilet paper, or the first place you're out of here is in line getting all the toilet paper. Who was it I talked to the other day? There was something happening. I forget what it was. Oh, it was Joe and Faye, I think. What was that? You guys went up and there was no toilet paper at Sam's Club. What was it that took place that week? The dock strike. Let's get something straight. That's made in the United States. You don't need, it's not sitting on a boat from China. It's made right here in good old America. They don't necessarily believe the same sanitary use as we do. But people went out and emptied Sam's Club of toilet paper. And they're right, because that was the week we started getting water and baby diapers and stuff together for to send to North Carolina the first trip. And I remember seeing, you know, I looked weird enough walking down the aisle with a great big cart full of baby diapers and wipes and socks and underwear. And here comes a cart full of toilet paper. It could have been a business. I don't know. I mean, it is a big bulk store. But no, it was a weirdo freaking out about the wrong thing. Go get a newspaper. If things are going to be in shortage, get food. Don't worry about your backside. And every hunter in here, what do you use? A big fat leaf. Fresh one, preferably. So we know what is restraining. God is holding them back. For the mystery of lawlessness is already at work. Only he who now restrains will do so until he is taken out of the way. God is using the Holy Spirit to restrain the Antichrist right now. But when the Holy Spirit is given the permission to back away from it, we will see it. And when we see it, the return of Christ can happen. And then the lawless one will be revealed, whom the Lord will consume with his breath, the breath of his mouth, and destroy with the brightness of his coming. The coming of the lawless one is according to the working of Satan, with all power signs and lying wonders. So if you're moved by signs and wonders, and I've preached this before, and I know people just let it go over their head. Oh, I think they did a sign. They performed signs, they did miracles. Shouldn't we believe them? So did Jannes and Jambres. Those were the two false high priests in the court of Moses. They performed the same miracles. Oh, hey, look, we got a snake too. It was all fun and games until Moses' snake ate theirs. I love watching them cobras eat other snakes. And with all unrighteous deception among those who perish, because they did not receive the love of the truth that they might be saved. The word love there is agape. They did not receive the love of God. They looked at it, they heard the message. They sat in a church and they let, what's going to happen at the ball game today? What am I having for dinner? Oh, what'd you say, Pastor? You said something about unrighteousness being deceitful. Because they didn't accept the love of God in the truth. The perilous times we're coming into, they're perilous times for people who want to believe God. Because they're not going to be comfortable. We're going to be taught to be lovers of ourselves. Think about yourself first. Listen, if you're on an airplane, yes, you've got to. You got to get your mask on first. But then take care of your kids. Take care of those around you who can't. They did not receive the love of the truth that they might be saved. And for this reason, God will send them strong delusion that they should believe the lie. And there it is. Why are doctors saying a man can have a baby out of his butt? Because they've received strong delusion to believe the lie. The word delusion, it's connected, and everything about it says it's a mental illness. What's the one thing we're not allowed to talk about today? Yeah. Oh, you hurt my feelings. We're so sensitive. Even the church is so sensitive. I'm not saying we make fun of people who have issues. We've all got an issue somewhere. I will promise you that. Just a few of us sometimes enjoy ours. But they receive a strong, powerful, it stands. Let me see if I wrote down what I had for strong. Non-giving. It won't give. It's holding on for all that it's worth, because the more you believe it, the stronger it gets. Every time you see somebody hyping somebody up, right? How many of you seen Grown-Ups 2? Oh, as you were one, first one. They're up there, and Steve Buscemi's up on this slide, right? On this cable. I love it. I'd have done it, but I mean, I could see problems with this from the word go. Why does it end in a building, at a building? And he's like, no, you can. His buddy got him into a bet. He said, he can do it. He can hang by his legs and do it. Okay, great. He says, I can. You can. You're an animal. You can do it. And they get him all hyped up. Those of you who've seen the movie knows what happens. He gets up there and he can't get one leg unhooked. He finds out just how solid the building is as he spends the rest of the movie in a cast like this. Strong delusion is believing a lie. He couldn't do it. We have got a strong delusion going around in the body of Christ that says, well, if you got the right, you got the right message in the church, you're going to grow. That's great. What is it? What are you teaching people? You need to get your lives right with Jesus because he's coming back? Nope, that's not the one. Oh, just come as you are and never change. Nope, that's not the one. No, that is the one. I'm sorry. Come as you are and never change. You can come, say a prayer, go out, and you just keep acting like the same old dumb sinner you were before. You said a prayer. That's all you did. You never made a commitment to Jesus Christ in your heart. Do you know why the Bible uses the word heart? Because when it talks about all the knowledge, it's right here, right? The knowledge. This is where we retain all of our knowledge. See, anytime I've ever been hit in the chest, I don't remember it here. I remember it here. It's carnal knowledge. This 6 inches of gray matter has gotten man in more trouble than he can shake a stick at. God called it foolishness. It says knowledge puffs up, but love edifies. Well, I got all this knowledge up inside my head, and it's, oh yeah, I'm so smart. Okay. I watched a video once of a guy, certified genius. He had a higher IQ than Einstein. Certified genius. You want to know what he did for a living? He was a bar bouncer. But he was smart. Well, it sounds like you're picking on people for their knowledge. No, we're all smart in one way or another. We've all got things that we're actually borderline genius on. But the reality is, you can't rely on that in the kingdom of God, because the kingdom of God is not of this earth. So therefore, the knowledge isn't of this earth. I don't care what you do to me. I'm going to continue trusting God. I'm going to continue believing that my God exists. Why? Because I know it here. I believe it here. My mind got baptized. My mind got saved and renewed. And when it got that, kill me. I don't care. Kill me. I'll be like Paul. You kill me, I know where I'm at the next time I open my eyes. Go for it. Here, I'll get a little closer so you don't miss. Oh, no, what about my family? What? Listen, if the same God that I'm going to go meet in a second can't take care of my family, then evidently the God I serve doesn't exist. But I know that I know my God exists. I know that my God has a plan for me. I know my God has a plan for you. The world is choking on this strong delusion right now. Everybody on the planet could tell that Joe Biden was sick, except the Democratic Party. And apparently 81 million voters. He was sick. And just months ago, Kamala Harris was deemed unfit to run. And then they finally realized, okay, everybody figured out Joe's sick. By the way, that's what believing your own lies will do to you. And he was pulled back. Trust me, he didn't resign. He didn't step back on his own. And he still thinks he's that Rottweiler in the fight. But the truth of the matter was, all they did was slip Kamala in. No vote. It's against the policies, the laws. But that doesn't apply to us. That should concern you. Because we're looking at all these nice fat government programs, aren't we? Oh, we're going to do this for your kids. Right there, when they say for your kids, they are controlling you. We're going to do this for the kids, for the children. We're going to give them free college. Woohoo! Said all the moms and dads. It's only going to cost you. You know what? Maybe, Dave, the biggest gun you should ever have is a .22. Oh, no, now you're turning this into a Second Amendment issue. You better believe I am. Second Amendment was not written so Dave could go hunt rabbits. It was written to keep a tyrannical government at bay. Why do I need a 30-round magazine? Because my enemy, who's going to come across at me, has a 30-round magazine. I hate to say that. That's why we have the Second Amendment. Why do we have a First Amendment? Man, we got freedom of religion. We can come here and worship Jesus. We can pray. We don't have a tyrant king telling us how we should worship, how we should read the word, or in what language. And you know, I learned something about King James today. Did you know this? You will see here in a second. Did you know he was gay? He was called the Queen James. The one that's responsible for the King James Bible. If I was looking this stuff up, I'm like, oh, there's several King James. Let me find the ones written for the Bible. Why was he called the Queen James? Because he made no bones about liking dudes. A little concerning. I heard he was tyrannical. How would you like somebody like that telling you, oh, wait a minute. Apparently tells me he never read said Bible. No, it doesn't mean you need to not read your King James Bible. God uses morons to do things too. He used an ass to talk to a prophet. Sometimes he uses one to talk to you. That they all may be condemned, but who did not believe the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. Let me back this up. And for this reason, God will send them strong delusion that they should believe the lie, that they may all be condemned. Why? Because they know the truth. That doctor that said, I believe I'm the expert. That's right, you're supposed to be. Why did you just tell a flat out lie? You know you're sworn in, right? At all those hearings, you are sworn to tell the truth. Really? Exactly where does this baby gestate? I mean, there ain't nothing. There's some things I'd like to get rid of here, but they're not organs. That they may be condemned who did not believe the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. And ungodly works. They have pleasure. They take pleasure in it. The people that are doing this are taking pleasure. People that are pulling the strings are like, ha ha, watch. Watch what we got going on. They're going to believe. They're going to do everything we say because we have beat it into their heads. But guess what, folks? There are people that will still stand for right. They aren't afraid. Yeah, they may take a beating on it, but they're still standing. By the way, do you know that not every person who's down there helping out in West Virginia and or from West Virginia and Tennessee and North Carolina, they're not all Christians, but yet they believe what's doing right. They aren't believing a lie. There are people that aren't even saved who do not agree with a dude can have a baby because they aren't biting on the unrighteousness. Yes, people, every person that is telling you a lie like that has something to gain in its power over another person. It's what all these people are about. It's what the Antichrist is about. It's power over the people. You control their God. You control what they say. You control what they eat. Think I'm kidding? Why is there a health food department in a grocery store? It's a grocery store. If not all your food's healthy, then why is it in there? Oh, but we want pretty. You know what? Give me the knobby apple versus the one that's got so much insecticide on it that you got to take 10 months of soaking it. I have eaten knobby apples all my life. I've eaten berries right off the backside of fields a long time ago. Strawberries that would grow wild along the road. You don't see any of this stuff anymore because people want to control. Bill Gates is the largest farm landowner in the country. What's his business? Computers. Interesting. By the way, he thinks you should be eating tofu too. The reason why things are happening the way they are is because people are believing lies. Because it benefits them and it registers in their knowledge. I've actually heard a few stories of things that happened in Afghanistan where you've probably heard some of the reports as well, where in some of the villages, and it is very common over there for men in the village to rape the little boys. And this one particular patrol came upon one said person and said person ceased breathing. They caught him in the act. And they didn't just shoot him. They stomped him. Put your little boy in that situation and tell me what you do. Come on, before you go judging them. Bible says that the military is God's weapon of justice. Somebody asked about it, and the person who was in charge said, I don't know anything about it. I saw an enemy combatant. He was resisting and started fighting. Oh, it's a lie. It's a lie. I cannot tell a lie. Oh, you've told us so many of them. What's your driver's license say for your weight? Somebody told him that. They asked me what my height was at the VA the other day. I said, well... She said, how tall do you want to be? I said, at this weight, I need to be about 6'6". No. No, I'd be a beanpole. But we'll believe the lie, won't we? You think I'm kidding about the lies? Go to a basketball game this winter. And now, 6'6", senior, the kid ain't 6'1". Well, it's just a little lie. It's a lie of intimidation. I came across Jesse's the thing for the football on Max Reps or something like that. And it had his height at 5'11". He was 170, but he's 5'10". We boost things to be intimidating. It's what we do. The devil has been boosting himself up for years to be intimidating. That is why it's important to be baptized for the renewing of your mind. To be filled with the Holy Spirit. Where do you think your knowledge comes from? Where do you think the power to do what is right comes from? That's what's holding back. But eventually the Holy Spirit will even say, all right, guys, you got to let him show up. Right now we are holding back the Antichrist, but it's in God's time, because God will have to tell the Holy Spirit, step back. This has to happen. And when you see this kind of person rising up, rejoice. Are you nuts? Oh, rejoice, because it said the son of perdition has to be revealed before Jesus can return. And I don't know anything about exactly when the false prophet arrives, but that's the one people need to fear. Everybody's concerned about this, the Antichrist. You need to go back and read Revelation again. It's the false prophet that puts people to death, the false prophet that makes them worship him, false prophet that makes people receive a mark. It's all the false prophet. This is somebody who used to believe in God, who used to preach God's message, and they turned their back for power. So if you want to know what's going on in the world, the Antichrist is rising, and God has given them a strong delusion so they would believe this lie, because they have rejected his truth. Even the basics, a boy is a boy and a girl is a girl. There's not 265 different genders. It's a mental disorder. That's what the word delusion means. They're delusional. That's why you think, are you crazy? Yes, they are, because they believed a lie. God made you a girl for a reason. He made me a boy for a reason. And after last week, I hope you realize that men need women. It's not just for the procreation side of the house. It's to fill the void, the weakness in us, and vice versa. So the next time, and listen, I'm going to help you. I saw something the other day in the store that bothered me. It bothered Angela too. We were checking out the other night with the heaters, and over in this corner, there were three people, and they were getting loud. They were arguing the Bible. Let's get something straight. We may not all agree on everything, but when you're standing in a public arena and you're arguing doubtful things, knock it off. Just knock it off. It was embarrassing. And I know the kid that was checking me out is a Christian. And as we checked out with our tax exempt thing, he knew we was a church. And he's the one that brought it up, because I heard something about spirits. And I'm like, just stop. I'm going to preach you the truth. I'm going to preach you the word. It's not my opinion. None of this today was my opinion. It's the word. It says perversions will abound. Lies will be believed. And if all you're ever watching is getting the lies, everything is about controlling you. I don't care who it is. My king is Jesus. Jesus needs to save America. That's what we need. We need to be the best doggone Christians that we can possibly be. We need to love people, even those we can't stand, those we don't agree with. I do not hate Joe Biden or Kamala Harris, but my heart breaks for the fact that the delusion that they're believing will send them to hell, where you're separated from God forever. Right now, they're living in a euphoria because the Holy Spirit's still here. The presence of God is still here. When Jesus returns and takes the body of Christ out of here, ladies and gentlemen, all hell does break loose. Anyhow, I'll stop. In easy words, don't worry. Don't worry. God knew all this stuff was going to happen. And as God is leading you, you had better be acting. If God's saying you need to pray more, you need to pray for this more, then you had better be praying for it. And I'm not talking about your couple times a day that you may eat. If through the day, I forget which one it was, it might have been that Pastor Jamie, depending on where he was at. Where was he at? He was down there at the school. Anyhow, I've prayed for the helicopters for a long time, but now I don't miss a chance. But I know they medevaced him out of there. I thought, Lord, did I see that chopper? I've been all over Central Ohio this week. Did I see that chopper? And I prayed. There's been several other people that, man, I just had this burning. I don't know what it was. Something told me to pray. So I began to pray. Found out somebody in that area had gotten hurt. You had better be praying. God tells you to pray, you pray. You don't have to lay prostrate on the floor. You don't have to face east. Actually, this is east. You don't have to do that. You can pray while you're walking down the aisle, grabbing your groceries left and right. You ain't got to be having a great big old battle going on like we did today. Some people will teach you that. If you're doing that, you ain't doing it right. No, you know what? Simplest prayers, I find, tend to work the best. You can do all this maneuvering we want and look all fancy and stuff. How we just blow a hole through it and walk into, let God walk into that city. I better stop. Let's stand. I want to keep going. But eventually, I will be able to hear bellies. God is doing a great thing in this earth. I will tell you this, one of the things we are looking into here very soon, we've heard some of you may wish to be baptized or rebaptized. We are looking into getting something that we can use here. We can blow up, fill up the night before, and baptize. We're not going to maintain it. Somebody thought of this portable water or a blow-up hot tub. Yeah, you keep the water warm. Downside is you got to maintain the balance, alkali in the pool. Just dump the water. We're at the bare minimums on our water bill all the time anyhow, so we can pay a high one from time to time. But we're going to do that. And the important thing of that is you die to your old self. Your mind, that's your old self. When you die to your old self and you're resurrected a new creation, folks, I'm here to tell you, there's nothing better. Matter of fact, I might even get rebaptized. I may be the one to break it in. And Phil, you will not hold me under. As a matter of fact, I might have Matt do it now that I think about it. There we go. A fundraiser. Who's going to baptize Pastor Art? Yeah, no, second thought, I think I'm going to go find a preacher that likes me. Too many people out here got the grins. No, bless God. Do not worry about what's happening. Voting's coming. You get out there and you vote. I don't like, yeah, I don't like a lot of stuff either. But you know what? You got to do what you got to do. I didn't like every colonel I ever had either. I had a captain I hardly ever saluted. And you can ask anybody that's been in the military. Captains like to be saluted. Captains and below. I got yelled at more for that. But that's okay. That's behind me. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you. Lord God, we thank you that we have your precious Holy Spirit. Father, help us to maintain our peace with you. Lord, help us not to get bent out of shape just because somebody said something stupid. We now know you did it. You caused it to happen so that this Antichrist, this person who will lead the world into the worst tribulation that it's ever experienced, that it will be shown to them, Father. Help them. Grow them. Strengthen them, Lord God. Cause your word to come alive. Let it burn in their hearts, Father. You've never left anyone or forsaken anyone. In my worst times, you were right there. In the times I drug you and walked away, you were still there with me. So, Lord, I bless these people today. Father God, move in their lives mightily, miraculously. Lord God, I thank you for doors that have been blocked on them to open. Opportunities, Father, that have been taken that were from you are given back. Lord God, I pray that you bless them. Lord God, as they're obedient to you, move mightily in their lives. In Jesus' name, amen.